Ukraine's parliament has tightened punishment rules for what it calls crimes against the foundations of the country's national security. This is while officials and political figures say the situation in the east of Ukraine requires adequate action against supporters of Russia.
We have never imagined we would need it. The new law envisages imprisonment from 3 years up to life sentence differently for encroaching on the territorial integrity of a country, high treason, spying and sabotage.
Pro-Russian protesters have been holding rallies in eastern Ukraine. In one region, protesters called for a referendum on joining Russia in a matter of weeks. Officials described the move as separatist revolt. The opposition has accused the current Ukrainian government of being behind the current situation in the country. The accusation led to a brawl at the parliament.
Authorities have to hear and to follow the voice of the people. Those protesters are not separatists, but they want their demands to be fulfilled.
Meanwhile, officials in the capital Kyiv claim that Russia is involved in these events.
This is a new stage of Putin's aggression towards Ukraine. We should stop mollycoddling and stop tolerant attitude towards Kremlin anti-Ukrainian policy.
The government considers closing Ukrainian border to prevent Russian nationals from entering eastern regions. Russia has denied any involvement in the unrest. Moscow has also warned Kyiv that any use of force in Ukraine's eastern region could lead to civil war. Top diplomats from Russia, Ukraine, the EU and the US will also meet in 10 days in a new push to calm tensions in eastern Ukraine. Recently, the EU Commission president has recognized the imperfection of the international and European security systems, as the US and the EU have did nearly nothing to settle dispute over Ukraine. Alexandra Molotkova, Press TV, Kyiv.